The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society continues their season with a Bach concert coming up at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church this Sunday. We have music by Bach and Schumann. Joining me is the cellist and artistic director of the Chamber Music Society here in Tippecanoe, Margot Marlatt.
Hi, John. Nice to see you.
Yeah, and one of the performers, soprano Carol Echter. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good to see you. This is a varied program, lots of little things, whether it's organ music, some songs, some chamber music. How is it to put this together, and why Bach and Schumann?
Well, Bach is easy because this community definitely loves to come out for Bach. So at least every other year I try to do a pretty substantial Bach program. And then I've always wanted to hear some Schumann songs. So Carol has been a part of this program from the beginning. And many people probably don't know that Carol is a great singer. She's known as an orchestra director and a very good pianist. But the program really, sadly to say, kind of fell apart, and we are putting it back together. Unfortunately for her, Beth Ann Swenson, who grew up in West Lafayette, she was a part of the program as well, and Beth Ann is struggling with a vocal problem. So she contacted me about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. Might have been just 2, but she said, "Doctor says I can't. You know, I should not even talk." So, unfortunately, that sort of blew up the program as it was, and in its place became what you see today, which the Schumann was always on the program, and the duo from the Bach B minor Mass, that was also on the program. But Shelley Johnson, a wonderful former local musician, is coming back from her new home in Virginia to play and to sing.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's coming up, Bach and Schumann on the Tippecanoe Chamber Music program. These Schumann songs are just so delightful. There's so much passion. I read about Schumann, and he'll write, you know, a work in just like a week, and sometimes he'll spend a couple of years. How are these to put together? Because to me, the language is just so beautiful.
They're a wonderful song, and women don't have many song cycles, and so it's a chance for a woman's voice to have one. To me, you get to that last one where my love has hurt me now because he's dead, and it's hard to get through, actually. But then he brings back the piano part from the very first I saw him, and so it's a wonderful cycle. It goes through so many things: birth of a child, ring on your finger. It's a great cycle.
Yeah, the B minor Mass is one of those masterpieces. It's like the chaconne that just is one of those perfect things, and we don't often get to hear that sort of music live. How is it to put this together?
Well, the duet, the Christe Eleison, is a great duet. Violin obbligato and cello, and then two female voices. It's such a monumental work that we don't do bits and pieces enough, I think, and that's one of the bits and pieces that's a great one, that duet.
Carol Echter is on the program of Bach and Schumann with the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. Margot, you get to play quite a bit of Bach here, and these are, again, just masterpieces. When I think about gamba sonatas, these are really, I think, some of the highlights.
Yes, the gamba sonata, lucky for me, got thrown in when we lost Beth Ann, and I get to play with Michael Bennett, who I really enjoy partnering with. The gamba sonatas, I think I probably learned this one in high school. And that was a long time ago, John. I know, that's hard to believe. And I'm really looking forward to performing it. We have had, over the years, gamba sonatas on the program, but not too much. I think in my, I'm coming up on 14 years, I think, maybe twice. So it'll be fun. And then the other piece that I'm performing with Regan Eckstein and another violinist, Bethany Johnson, we're going to do a trio sonata, and it's going to be scorzatura.
Regan, change those strings a little bit, huh?
Yeah, so that will be new for me.
Yeah, well, it'll be exciting. It's at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church coming up Sunday afternoon. Of course, there's more information at tippecanoechambermusic.org. Where can folks find tickets? Where can folks, you can get them at the door, but there are other places besides online as well, right?
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that we are at a different location. This is kind of a new partnership for the Chamber Music Society and Holy Trinity Lutheran off of 21st Street. Tickets are always available online, and we have one of those little square devices so we can take a credit card at the door. And cash is always accepted, checks, and of course, our longtime ticket partner is Vaughn's Bookstore here on the West Side.
Margot Marlott leads the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. I guess I'd end Carol and Margot to ask, what would you say to someone that hasn't heard Bach live, that hasn't heard maybe chamber music live? What would you say to friends, family, and someone that might be new to come see the concert?
Well, live music is always so exciting. It's just very, very different from listening to a recording. And the Chamber Music Society is a small, intimate situation where you can really hear and feel those vibrations. It just makes a big difference. And we're all one community listening and performing together.
Yeah. What would you add, Margot?
Well, it sounds a little pretentious, and it isn't. You know, it's really, that's the great thing about chamber music. You are really right there, and the musicians are right there. It's not far away, and it is a very intimate setting. So please don't get hung up on what should I wear. Just come as you are and enjoy it.
And it's a lovely way to start March, and I know you'll end March with some great string players. So we hope you'll come back and look forward to much more.
Thanks, John.